Blog Talk Radio.
You are under my power. It is the power of love.
are tuned in to The Blueprint. It's Thursday, and it's Releasing Your Power Thursday. We got special guests coming on later on in the show, The Robinsons. That's the power couple of Mississippi. I'm excited to get in with them, to find out about their blueprint, because sometimes it can be just too difficult to manage family, to manage businesses, and I put that as a plural, not a singular, plural, because this couple actually believes in seven incomes, and we're going to talk about that and how they actually balance being a spiritualist at the same time. So I'm excited about today's show. Again, our special guests are the Robinsons, and man, I am going to enjoy this. You guys hold on to this good music. This is Wiz Kid with Essence. Marie Blue, where you are the blueprint in you. We got an extraordinary guest coming on tonight, the Power Couple of Mississippi. We're going to talk with them. But let's get into some of these announcements. Now, you guys know that you have to email if you want more information about them, if you're interested in them. All right, up next this weekend, July 25th, is the Royal Kings and Queens 5th anniversary, no, 5th annual fashion show. That is going to be held by DeMario Scott. And July 31st, we're going to get in with the Curvilus Comedy and Fashion Extravaganza. So there's so much going on in July. We're in it off with a bang with that. Now, when it comes to August the 1st, the Black Beauty Expo is going to be at the Georgia International Convention Center. So still get your tickets. You can log on to the Black Expo, blackbeautyexpo.com, and get your tickets. It's going to be amazing. All right. Now, let's not fret, Moet. August the 7th, we have Miss Full Figure Georgia pageant. That's going to be on that Saturday, Sheraton Atlanta Hotel in the Capitol Ballroom. For more information, please contact Ms. Latoya Francois. That number is 225-302-3204. Again, 225-302-3204. All right. Now, if you want your event to be announced on my show, please let me know. You can email me at sagetheblueprint, B-E-U-B-L-E-U, I'm sorry, blueprint at gmail.com. All right, so we also have an event that is going to be hot as fire because I'm going to be the red carpet host. Yes, yes, I am your favorite host. You know how I get down. September the 18th to 2021, it's going to be Fall Into Fashion, the comeback. So listen, again, if you want more information in regards to these events, let me know. We're going to get back into some music. All right, let's get it. I won't be foolish, no. My fingers to the song. You are tuned into The Blueprint with your one and only favorite host, spiritualpreneur. I mean, transformation. I don't know, I can go on, right? So with the love exuding from my heart, I want to say thank you all who are tuning in and who have shared with a friend. I peacefully thank you, okay? More abundance to you and your family for sharing and, tune in tonight. It's on demand, so if you miss any part of the show, you can go back and listen. I greatly appreciate that. Listen, the full moon is tomorrow. Yes, the full moon is tomorrow. So with that being said, I'm sure you guys have noticed 3 days before the full moon, there is some upsets, there is some challenges, there is obstacles, and we are all in this right now. We had a moon going to Cancer, and y'all already know how sensitive Cancers are. I love y'all, but y'all sensitive as hell. Quit crying about every damn thing. I'm just saying, okay? So the full moon is tomorrow. I'm excited about that situation. There's so many ways to prepare for the full moon. There is meditations for the full moon. So right now, just to let you know, if you wanted to do full moon for intuition, if those of you out there that's wishing to practice intuition and heighten your psychic abilities, you know you can do it the day before the full moon, which is today. You can do it on the night of the full moon, or you can do the day after. So what I have come up with, people are starting to get into their spirituality journey. My suggestion is to research on some of the things that you can do. There are rituals. You need to charge your crystals, your pendulums, you know, your cards. If you are a tarot reader, oracle reader, you need to get out there and just charge those things. I'm a moon gazer, so I love to sit and watch the moon and give me energy and give me insight for directions that I need to go. Spirit really give me great places to sit at and things of that nature. So we're going to have a moon gazing party before the year is out. Can you guys believe it's almost the end of July? Sheesh. So anyway, we're going to have that. I'm also going to be having an 8-week course on money. Money is said to be the lowest vibration, and I believe it's the lowest vibration only because we manifest it too much and don't realize that if we let it go, it will flow. So that's the deal. Letting it go, and it will flow right into your bank account, right into your purse, your wallet, wherever you carry your coinage and your, you know what I'm saying, your dollar lives. But anyway, this is your girl, Station for UQ Blue. I'm excited on Thursday because we have such an awesome pair that is going to come and have a down-hole conversation with us about their blueprint. So I'm excited about these two people. They're like my niece and nephew, and so I love the fact that they are growing and they have encountered some obstacles, and they're still growing. They didn't when I tell you, they had the right to be angry about things, but they did it just the way Spirit told them to, okay? So we're going to get back into some music. I'm going to come back, and I'll give you some more little yum-yum on releasing your power on Releasing Your Power Thursday with Sage Marie Yukio Blue. Bye-bye.
What is it you want, oh, baby, baby, baby? Money, the fatty ass, oh, baby, baby, baby. I get you for mine, oh, baby, baby, baby. I know you from last night. I know one breath, I know one die for my best side. I don't too shy, oh, I know they see the red light. I know they see the red light. Another one where they cool my temper. One girl day where no they leave my side. One day where they give me advice. Say slow down, slow down. Oh, slow down.
la. Sha-ta-ta. If you do make you do, I'm cha-cha. But then I bend so not cha-cha. Me I see the boy like fellow. Oh, nah. What is it you want, oh, baby, baby, baby? Money there for the eyes, oh, baby, baby, baby. I get you for mind, oh, baby, baby, baby. Now you way they cool my temper, oh, baby, baby, baby. Say, what could not take you back? That's the enjoyment, baby. Love could not take you back. You know they learn lessons. Say, what could not take you back? You go do, you go do. Money in the hand, soft on the ground. Billy the yakpa, bobo. I'm gonna do japa. Wait till soft a man go do, you go do do do. Money in the hand, start to the bill. I'm gonna do jayo, oh jayo. Nah, say what could not take you back? That's the enjoyment, baby. Love could not take you back. You know the lesson. Say what could not take you back?
The blueprint. I'm excited. So the moon right now is in Capricorn. So, you know, if you want to know more about the moon in Capricorn, do your research because I'm not giving it to you all. But I will say this. Pay these bills. This is sponsored by MVQ Radio, a radio station coming near you where you will see faces and places really of my face. Anyway, that's my sister radio station that is sponsoring me, and you should see me pretty soon in the flesh at the radio station. I'm excited. So on Wednesday, I'm also excited to announce that we're doing spoken word. We need some artists. It's called Word of Art. Okay, so if you're interested, tell a friend to a friend. If you're interested, you can email me at sagetheblue, B-L-E-U, print at gmail.com. We're also putting together what is called the Witch's Corner. And let's not make that a bad thing, okay? Because people take witches and roll out with it. But I'm just going to say we call it the Witch's Corner. We're looking for a couple readers, oracle, tarot, pendulum. You know what I mean? We're looking for runes readers. And this is going to be a specific time on the radio station where you can call and you can ask that practicing tarot reader if a question. And it'll be up to you to donate and basically bless her ashe, okay? So I have my own opinion about that, blessing somebody's ashe. I myself believe that if you can read cards, because cards never lie, they confirm. They don't tell you your future. They confirm what you already know because you have a question and you want to know, and hey, be confirmed what you already know so the cards don't lie. And if they give you that confirmation and they read you, and you be like, oh, my God, that is some dope ashe. That's some dope power. So you can be a donor, a love offering. You know, I don't believe in calling somebody and pay $1.99 per minute for them to tell you about something that you really already know, but you need spirit to confirm you because sometimes we get a little clouded, right? So we're going to cook that up for Monday. I am looking for practicing spiritualists, witches, warlocks, whatever. Whatever you can tell the person to confirm some things that they have questions on. I would love to have you on the show, and you'll be it'll be one at one time and one at another time. We'll just figure that out. But listen, I'm telling you, call Mondays, which is Monday Magic. So that is where the witches will be at. Okay, that's where you will be able to confirm what you already know. I just want to say that because people take this and just run with it, and it's just confirming. Also, we're going to be having an eight week. Oh my God. 8-week course. I've got this. Well, my daughter, she picked this amazing book out by Tosha Silver, and it's called It's Not Your Money, How to Live Fully from Divine Abundance. I'm reading it. It is super, super dope. It's a cute book. If you look on my Instagram, which is Sage Yuki or Marie Blue, you will see that book there. It has 8 weeks of how telling you how to live by detaching yourself from money. Actually, you have to let what they call the divine flow. You know, energy goes, money flows where energy goes. And that's basically what's teaching me. Because you know what? I think that when we manifest for money, and spirituality is not all about money. Abundance comes in love. Abundance comes in great communication, career. Abundance comes in many forms. Right now, if you're in the house and you have water and you have food and you're warm when it's cold and you're cooled off when it's hot, that is abundance. But if you want to speak of money, this book is going to teach all of us, because I'm going to be learning with you as well, teach all of us how to detach and let the divine flow that currency in your wallet. So we're going to get back into some more music. I love you guys for tuning in. And if you're just tuning in, thank you for tuning in. You can go back and listen to the beginning of the show. This is my favorite song right here. right. This is the Blueprint. I'm about to do the love. I think today is Thursday. It's full moon. Fun stuff. It's so wacky. It's the space. I'm just like, what? But anyway, the July 24th, the moon is fully illuminated. So anyway, we'll get into this. All right, so and hopefully we can see it, because I promise you, every there is a full moon, it is absolutely raining, stormy. The people keep acting crazy, but the moon is hidden, which is very weird to me. So anyway, do your moon magic, get into it. Again, we are going to be having, I'm looking for a spoken word artist for the Word of Art on Wednesday. Then, of course, on Monday, which is Monday Magic, we're looking for practicing tarot, oracle, pendulum readers, and whatnot. So if you're interested, please, by all means, email me, sagetheblueprint, that's B-L-E-U, print@gmail.com. Shortly, we will be having our special guest come on all the way from Mississippi. I'm so excited. If you have a blueprint that you want somebody else to know about, you have a business, you don't have to be a celebrity to be on anybody's podcast or anybody's blog, you are extraordinary spirit. I would love to have you on. You can definitely email me the same email I've been barking out from the beginning. Definitely email me and we can talk. So let's get it. I'm also accepting new music from artists that are coming out. It will have to be mixed and mastered and on MP3 or 4. Do not send me something that sounds like in the garage, because I won't play it. No worries. I'm going to get back into some music when we come back. I'm almost positive that we will be ready for that power couple. Y'all don't know nothing about this, but we all lived it, I'm sure. Oh.
Hanging got to fight for my yearnings. Fear in my mind is a warning. Pray to the one you're relying. I've been wandering all day. I tried to be fine, but I can't be. The noise in my mind wouldn't leave me. I tried to get by, but I'm burning. Let me hide my mind. That you cannot fix. This is the peace that you cannot find. Finding a way where you cannot see. Mind with this system if you cannot pray. I need to find relief. Far behind my mind.
Robinsons are in the building with us tonight. Yes, give a round of applause for the Robinsons.
Hey, hey.
I'm so glad that you guys are blessing me with your presence, and we're going to get into this blueprint because I want to hear all about those seven incomes. I want to hear all of them. So, how many businesses do you guys actually have? Do you actually have seven of them?
Actually, right now we have, I want to say a solid four. The plan is to get money all around the board and have that seven, but we have four and one that will be coming out for New Year's.
Wow. 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 So you guys are truly going through the plan with the seven incomes.
Oh, yes, definitely. My husband, he always say, babe, I know we want to, you know, have a stable, you know, income. And I'm like, you're right, shoot, we got four kids. We don't have no choice. So he said, what we're going to do, we're going to get money all around the board. We started the kids out, you know, with their young entrepreneurship. So they're doing their thing. And my daughter, and actually, shoot, if you think about it, with the four that we actually have running, I didn't even include my daughter, so I'm going to say it's 5.
Already. Okay. And it's funny that when I was talking about the 7, views of income, I really had known that that's how you actually accumulate to be a millionaire, because millionaires say that. But now I come across, and I thought it was so funny, I come across an article today at work, and I'm like, 10? Listen, I barely can sleep. So my question to you both is, how do you balance 4 businesses, 4 kids, a personal life, and spirituality?
Oh, wow. How do we balance it? For one, I'm going to tell you to the utmost, honey, our ancestors got our back. They really, really come through, because it's very challenging. It's challenging because number one that we put in our lives is our spirituality. And I know a lot of people, you know, they look and they see and they just like, dang, y'all, you know, y'all got it going on and it's doing this. They have no idea. It's like we always put our spirituality first, and our ancestors is number one that helps us each and every day. You have to honor them now. They're the ones that paved the way.
Right.
Yes.
I agree. So with that being said, because definitely they paved the way, do you find actually give you growth instead of making you feel overwhelmed or frustrated? When there comes an obstacle, do you feel like, you know, it's – because I know that ancestors be like, well, you know what, you want to be famous. You want this, but we're going to roll this out on you real quick. Bloop. Do you got it? So does that – how does that actually help you?
Girl, you said – I hear – you know what, Mr. Robinson talking about, look, let me handle this question right here.
Well,
okay.
I mean, the thing is about everything is with us – all of our businesses, it's not like a job. I mean, they always say that you do something that you love doing, and it doesn't seem like a job. So we enjoy the things that we do, you know, from the detox to branding clothes and this and that, the Forex, high-frequency Forex. We love doing all of those things. And it does get challenging at sometimes with balancing that and having to spend time with the kids and, you know, and just – me and her having our personal time, it gets challenging sometimes, but we've been down this road 1,000 times, and we know each other. We know when each other is about to get an attitude on us. So,
yeah, it's like with spirituality, you so in tune, especially when you with, I'm going to say, my soulmate, my love. It's like when you're
okay.
In tune with a person, you can – the connection so strong, like say, you know, I'm getting frustrated, I'm getting upset or something like that, and he'll be able to check it. Like, all right, baby, what's going on? Like, you know, just tone
right.
It down. You know what I'm saying? Let's meditate a little bit. Let's see what's going on. But it definitely gets frustrating sometimes, but that's when that spiritual side come in. It's like, hey, you know,
right.
Yeah, we doing this business thing, but it's like that's when the spiritual side come in. It's like, okay, we need to take time and really focus on that to bring us down, you know, where we need to be and not be so frustrated all the time.
Right. I agree. I think that I think the bigger thing is communication. I think spirit ancestors and spirit guides, really, their top-notch thing is to communicate that
yes.
Something is wrong and your growth into understanding. Because you got to communicate with them. People don't understand. You can't just candle on an altar and not communicate, because you got to communicate. You know,
all right, man.
So
mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I understand the show is called The Blueprint. You don't have to, you're not obligated to open all the way up, but we're so transparent on the show that, you know, if someone's listening that you can open up their eyes. So what would be some great advice as a couple separately that you would give someone that's starting out on in a business but yet can't kind of, you know, get the kick up and, you know, they just feel frustrated. What advice would you give them?
The advice I would give them most, the best advice I can give them is to make sure that it's something that you love to do. Don't just Google anything or look at TV and pick out something that someone else is doing. Figure out your inner talent, something that you are good at, no matter if it's drawing, singing or poem, just anything. we all are blessed with a talent. So it's like when you at the beginning, I mean, what's better than to write? Everybody's so caught up with the technology and phones and stuff like that. Get you a pen and paper and write, manifest it. So when you start your business, you want to just sit there and just focus and manifest on something that you love. And everybody should know, never give up. It does not matter what you run into and when it seems like one day you're probably making all this money and the next day you're not making anything. Keep on going.
And it's also social media. You know, you use social media for more than just being in other people's business. I mean, you use social media to scale your business, put it out there to the world. I mean, no matter if you have one or two supporters, those one or two supporters have 10 friends. They tell 10 friends and it goes to 30 and it goes to 50. I mean, you have to scale your business no matter what. No matter if you have somebody behind you or not, you have to keep pushing. When we started out, I mean, we had a lot of haters. I mean, we had a lot of people that didn't want to, you know, didn't want to see us win, didn't want to support. But we kept pushing, and now we have a whole fan base behind us.
But you know what I want to say, too? When starting your business, you have to surround yourself with the right people. You cannot expect to grow and show growth like, okay, I'm going to start this, but the same people that you around don't have that mindset. You have to surround yourself around the people with the same mindset. It's like, hey, no offense, I got love for you. I know we go back years and years, but you just not where I'm at right now.
And I'm going to quote something that a millionaire told us while we was in a high-frequency Forex meeting. He said that you upscale everybody that's around you. You make sure everybody around you has money. So therefore, you won't be the only – so you won't be the person that they're borrowing money from all the time. If everybody has money, if somebody falls off, you will be able to put them back on.
That makes sense. That makes sense. I mean, even so, I honestly believe that when spirit elevates you, he got to drop some people off that's not on your same frequency. So that is just basically the same. On a spiritual level, you have to be around people that is on your vibration, that is definitely on your vibration. So I understand that you all went through some things. We don't have to mention step by the whole scenario, but I do want to ask Mr. Robinson, during this period of time, people think that spiritualists do not believe in God, and they're totally wrong. There was an incident that happened with you, and I'm thinking that this was a moment of true testing and testimony. Do you believe that your spirituality grew stronger? Did you quest put a Y in front of it? I just want to know, what was the thought after this incident that happened this year, I believe?
Well, actually, that was a couple days after that I went and visited my brothers at the gravesite that incident happened. And it actually, my spirituality got stronger at that moment because, like, the situation, I won't speak on the situation because it's still open.
Correct.
But, I mean, I felt like I was protected by them. And, I mean, it's kind of crazy to say because, well, it's not crazy. It sounds crazy to most people that's not in tune and they're not on a spiritual path, but I feel like it got stronger and I feel like I was protected by them. And I'm just going to leave it at that, you know. I mean, but I did grow stronger in this, you know.
Right, okay. So with what are your basic practices, you know, far as like wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning, we get on this business, that, I mean, you have four businesses. Which one takes precedence?
Well, I'm going to say this. Cast the business is our spirituality is first. You know, we get up, we meditate. You know, we are going to make sure the day goes smoothly. You know, and after that, I mean,
wait a minute.
Wifey takes over and she just goes with everything, and I can't keep up with her. You know, I just let her run with it.
On my end, okay, because like I say, I'm a stay-at-home mom, and my daily duties, just to keep it simple, is like I get up, I give thanks, I, you know, give thanks to my ancestors at my altar. I make sure I meditate. I make sure I do yoga. I don't touch any type of social media, anything, because I have to get myself within right. After that,
right,
girl, I'm cooking breakfast, and then it's like I'm getting the kids settled. Of course, it's summertime, but I'm getting them settled. And the most important thing that I love, though, honey, is that growing the children up into this. See, I wasn't, I grew up, you know, in it also with my grandmother, but having my children to understand, and as we teach them more about spirituality and breaking the knowledge down to them, that's just like my four-year-old. On his own, he will sit on the floor and just hold his fingers together, and he'll just close his eyes and cross his legs and meditate. And that means so much to me, because it's like, okay, you're getting it. But just on a daily basis, like I say, just the simple, you know what I'm saying, wake up step is like, you have to do that first. It's like my opening. It's like my welcoming. It's like, okay, let me do this first before I start the business. And then it comes to making a schedule. Then it comes to, you know, doing things day by day. You can't cram everything in, you know, one day. But, yeah, that's basically how it goes. Like I say, number one, altar work, ancestors, yoga, meditation, getting them situated. And then it's like from there in front of the computer I go.
All right. It really sounds like a really busy schedule, but a simple, blessed schedule. It really does. And then as the night winds down, you're done with the business part, it's dinner, and do you leave off in meditation or what have you?
I want to get more into that. I told him, like, I've tried it, you know, on more than one occasion. But it's like you get to sometimes when you know, you're so exhausted that you don't get to do it like you need to. I told him today, I said, you know what, I need to set an alarm for every hour, seemed like, in the day so I can stay on point. It's like I really need my phone going off this hour, an hour and 30 minutes. Like, I really need to set it like that. But that is something that's great. I know it is, to meditate before bed. But, yeah, I like to read, though. Like I say, I have a lot of books that I read about, you know, a lot of group work and things like that that I'm into. So it's like I read a lot before I go to bed.
Okay. Well, you know, there's so many different ways to meditate. So, yeah, that sounds like that's a plan. Look, I'm throwing in some more stuff for you to do before you lay down and slumber. Coming into your spirituality, which one of you guys has saw an apparition or been visited by a loved one since you got into spirituality?
Wow, let me go first. Should I go first? Let me go first. Because my husband, he is going to be great. Let me tell the world. From the time, this is me, from the time that I was born. And my grandmother, rest her soul, she was in the hospital room with my mother, and she took me home. My mother was hemorrhaging. She couldn't leave for over a month. So my grandmother took me home. But when I came out of my mother's womb, my grandmother always told me, you had a veil over you. And I'm like, a veil? I've been hearing that all my life. But ever since just growing up, it was nothing for me to see things and see faces. And one night, we lived above a funeral home. I want to say that was on Cottage Grove. You know, I'm from Chicago. Hey, so
okay,
we were at the funeral home, and I was in the bed. My brother was knocked out asleep, and it was just in the closet, and it was pitch black. But I actually say, I want to say it was my Uncle Wayne. That's who I want to say it was, because I've been saying it to myself forever. But that was actually the first time an actual spirit has actually came to me when I seen. But it's nothing that you can just pick out. And I know, you know that. It's like it's a real life connection experience. And it's beautiful. Like I say, I was scared at first and nervous, but that was my first experience. I just knew I was chosen from the day my grandmother seen that veil on me, and things just been happening to me throughout my life. That's why I stay to myself, because I'm like, wait a minute, am I a secret weapon?
Definitely you are.
Okay, babe. She want to know yours. I'm sorry.
I mean, I see stuff all the time. I mean, it's to the point where I can read people before they even say anything.
That's scary.
You know,
I
do that on the regular. You know, I mean, it's just something that I've been able to do since even before I even started my spiritual path.
Mm-hmm.
I was just able to see things, and I mean, I see stuff clear. I mean, it's like I said before, my incident recently, I went and visited my grandparents and my brother, and actually a year ago, I went and visited them a day before I had a real bad car accident.
Yes.
And it was, I didn't supposed to make it out of that car, and I made it out with basically just a swollen forehead and a couple scratches, you know, and I mean, it's, back to the question. I see things all the time. I mean, I've seen my brother a couple of times, and recently I told my wife I can turn, like I'll be walking down the hallway, and I'll see like a image behind me. But, you know, you're not able to just see it directly on like people think, you know. And, like, that image follows me wherever I go, and it's like I just feel like it's the ancestors protecting me.
It's something that spiritual people understand.
Yeah, it's something that we only understand.
You got
a lot of people get scared in that, but, you know.
Okay. Well, I absolutely get it. Here's the last question in regards to spirituality. We want to get back into business because I want the world to know exactly what you do, how they can get involved and things. But I do want to know, when we were growing up, all of us basically were growing up, there was a myth and then there was the truth. What is something that you found out about spirituality that was the myth, and now you know that it's the truth?
Ooh, that was a myth, and now I know it's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
What I found, you want to go ahead, babe. You want to...
Well, I actually, grounding was a big thing for me. I used to always think that, like, what are people talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Grounding, you know, and not knowing that I used to hear my grandmother all the time, you know, saying grounded and stuff. And I used to always be like, what are they talking about? You know, and I used to ask people, and they was like, oh, you don't need to worry about that. But that, I will say this, that's the first step that I feel like people need to take on their spiritual path,
mm-hmm.
you know, is grounding. It's like, you know, you're one with the earth. It's just like the trees and the grass grow. They grow from ground up. You got to be rooted before you can stand tall, you know.
Right. Right. So basically somebody came along and because there's a lot of myths about spirituality, like there is with the biblical side of religion, you know.
Yes.
So you get the black cat with bad luck. Then you find out the black cat sat in the pyramid with the Egyptians. So the black cat is not bad luck. It actually is a very powerful spirit, and that's why the Egyptians had him there. So basically what you found about grounding, nobody wants to talk about it. They were saying, oh, you don't need to know that. It's not real or what have you. But, you know, I'm going to tell you one thing. Steve Jobs was on to something when he wore no shoes, okay?
Yeah,
he
exactly.
wore no shoes.
And it was like basically like they people always try to steer things in the wrong direction. Like you said with the black cat and stuff, they used to say, oh, the black cat running across the road in front of you, that means bad luck. All the you know, the little folk tales and stuff like that, you know, it was like, and to come to find out, it means a totally different thing. I mean, it's, you know, but anything, I feel like anything that's empowering you, people will try to turn it against you and say that it's evil. You know, when you resort back to your roots, basically.
Right. Right. So, Mrs. Robinson, what has been a myth that you found out is the truth?
What's been the myth to me and what I'm more into is, I want to say conjure, you know, more root work, which conjure, to, you know, was basically born in the United States, okay? And it was used to overcome oppression when it came to our people and slaves. And so they used that basically like a magic stick to throw up the middle finger at their oppressors, you know, at their masters and stuff. And it's just like when you talk about voodoo and hoodoo and stuff like that, people mm-hmm. are so, if they do their research, they think it is so evil, but that was a gift. That was a gift to us. That was something that was from our ancestors, from the slaves. Like, they used that to overcome. So just doing more research and reading and gaining the knowledge is like, okay, all my life I've been told, you know, this is even, not by my granny now, because she the one, if you sweep your feet, you better sit on. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, yeah, she one of them. It's like she knew what was going on. But I just feel like that a lot of those things are myths, and they make things seem evil, which it is not. Mm-hmm. And people need to find out who they are and where they come from and do more research on things like voodoo and hoodoo and conjure and root work and stuff like that, because it is not an evil thing. It's a beautiful thing.
Absolutely. I
so
agree with
that's
you.
That's why I feel like they told a lie.
And a lie don't care who tell it. As a matter of fact, we about to get into some music. We'll be right back. We're going to find out about these businesses. And, yeah, we're going to take you back.
All right.
Starting now.
just tuned into the Blueprint. This is your girl, Sage Marie Yukio Blue. He said, strawberry. We have the Robinsons in the building with us tonight. Yes, we are getting the Blueprint on them. Yes, I'm so excited to have you on. You guys are an awesome, awesome pair. I totally love you. I want you now to tell everybody about your businesses. If you're hiring, if you have any advice, just give it to them how they can purchase. Because I know you have apparel, I believe, or design. Everything is for purchase. So tell them how to get to you.
All right. So the first business that we do have, that's what I really got known with. That is the Real Ava Energy. That is the brand of everything that we present to you guys. So that is the detox tea. I've been doing that for 2 years now, and I was with a company, which I'm still with, TLC, and so I was fortunate enough to come up with some ingredients of my own to get my own detox drink out. So that's been booming pretty well. So that's the detox side. If you're trying to lose some weight, lose your stomach, get fit, you know what I'm saying, that's the Real Ava Energy detox drink. And you can just go to realavaenergy.com. I have all types of flavors and everything. It's very informative. Also, we have the Bougie Bag. That is the, you know, it speaks for itself, bougiebags.online. That's if you want to go and get you some cute accessories or, you know, handbags. And I also have a Little Bougie. That's for the little girls. So that's like a totally different line within itself. That's business number two. My daughter, you know, I help her with Kamaya's Glow. She does body scrubs, lip scrubs, and she's working on her bath bomb. So that's the third business. I also will be launching, since I'm giving out some sauce tonight, I'm giving y'all some peeps. We will have Ava Energy Athletic Wear. We'll be launching for New Year's this year. And don't nobody know but the Blueprint. We just told it.
And we have one more.
Yes, I'm going to let him introduce
I'm
that.
Branding a clothing line called Loyalty Over Love. It will be branded by New Year's. We're going to bring in the New Year's with two clothing lines. So we're working on that.
So what is that, baby? We got the detox, we got the bougie bag, we got the body scrub, the both athletic lines, well, the athletic lines and your men line. And what really helps us get through a lot is that what put us on the map was foreign exchange, trading forex. And that is like another type of level. That is like serious business when it comes to stock trading and stuff. So we're into the, you know, cryptocurrencies and the bitcoins and stuff like that. But now we are doing the HFX.
Yeah, high frequency forex.
Thankful for my brother, Corey. I love you so much, Corey. He introduced us into the high frequency forex. So, yeah, that's really going to be the money maker right there. So,
and we will be doing classes on that within a couple months.
Yeah.
At least I'd say like 2 to 3 months we will be doing classes on that.
Yes.
There it is. Money, money, money.
Hey.
That's what I'm talking about. Man, I totally appreciate you both for coming on, giving us your blueprint, and just I love it. I absolutely love it. I am sending so many blessings towards your way, and thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Robinsons. Thank you so much for coming in. We're about to get into this music. This is your girl, Sage Marie Yukio Blue, and let's get a refill.
We may be from a small town, but we showed these New Yorkers what cheering is all about. Now, we leave in the morning before sunrise, so no one leaves their hotel room. Go straight to your room and straight to bed.
I feel like the girl at the bar who's been there too long. Can't stand up. I should be gone, but I just can't get enough. Yeah.
Robinson. Okay, Robinson, take off.
All right. Thank you guys for tuning in and hearing us out about our businesses and spirituality. I just want to give a shout out to the whole Forest, Mississippi. Scott, you all for your support in so many amazing boutiques and food people everywhere, all over Scott County. But to my girl, my number one business partner, we've been at it for over a year now, Jamelia, I love you. Her business is Southern Feels and Things. And please go to her website at southernfeels.bigcartel.com. I love you, girl.
And I want to give a shout-out to our tattoo artist, Norman Sick with a Card. He got sick with his tattoo. Man, I appreciate everything you do for us, man.
We the best tattoo artist going on around here everywhere. We travel to go see him. So, Norman, you already know we have to show you love.
And shout-out to the Blueprint for having us on today.
Thank you, Blueprint.
You're so welcome. I love you guys. And listen, Mississippi, y'all keep doing what y'all doing. What county is that again?
Scott County.
Scott County, turn up, turn up. This is the Blueprint. Listen, remember, you are the you in the Blueprint. Have a wonderful evening. Ashe, ashe. As above, so is below.
Love you.
Love you.
Rock. Loving you be my greatest sin. Said I was done, but see I'm here. You don't make it easier to stay away from Yawa. Shiba, oh Shiba, girl you make me sinner. Shiba, oh Shiba, don't make me pull the trigger. Never say never, no I can do whatever. Shiba, oh be mine, don't wanna be the loser, no. Drunk on your potion, can feel my lips burning. Losing composure, can feel my face drowning. Seems so irrational, ready to risk it all. If I can't have you, nobody can. Tell me how, can I get my mind off you?
Oh Shiba,
I cannot take my hands off you. Tell me how, I cannot get my eyes off you. Shiba, girl you make me sinner. Shiba, oh Shiba, no make me pull the trigger. Never say never, no I can do whatever. Shiba, oh be mine, don't wanna be so loser, no.
You're such a rush, my baby slow down, come find your love. I'm hoping you see me, come serve it up. Loving how you stir it up. That body belong on TV. Ooh, this feeling I can't hide. You filling up my mind, and I just don't know why.
Shiba, oh Shiba, girl you make me a sinner. Shiba, oh Shiba, don't make me pull that trigger. Never say never, you know I can do whatever. Shiba, oh Shiba, don't wanna feel so desire.
Oh, what if I came be seeing man, nothing missing. Got the key to your righteous. Take my time with you, know that I know what's been. You got my heart beating out much. Reach for the stars, then you know what's next. I gotta keep loving you, babe, knowing the love ain't the same. Then we go our separate ways. What if I give up on us? What if I play for love, love, love? What if I played you like a fool, fool? What if I can't find you? What if I miss everything you do? I am done trying to love you. You in the way, I cannot stay, cause I got my own thing.
Saying we don't do this often. Keep the lights on low, cause I'm running from the dark. Yeah. The fact that break your heart, then they wonder why you're heartless. You can't be nice. You think you're all over it, but then it comes again from these lonely nights. Yeah. Talking to myself again. So you're not listening. Ooh, The more we fight, the less we know. If what's in front of us is really worth fighting for. But I just don't know what to do. I try to love you, but it's way too hard to run in from you. Projecting way too hard. You can't be nice. You think you're all over it, but then it comes again. These lonely nights. Yeah. Talking to myself again. No, you're not listening.